Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. What I seem kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul.
What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
Oh, it's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What would be said to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind?
What would this do?
What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under the figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, a message, message of concern.
Tell me what would happen.
Holy Quran 43 verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will. God's will. A message, a message, a message, message that concerns. Wait a minute. Before you criticize, the question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture in the window. Open your mind. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
The Bilaim and Shaitan Nirajim. I'm Shaitan Nirajim. Between Latarek Man and Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Lameen, Rahman, Rahim, Maliki, Yom, and Deen. Iyakana Aburu, Wayakana Stain, Ifine Saroto Mustakim, Saroto Levin and Amta, Lehem, Hyrule Megdubi, Alehem, Walido Aleen, I mean. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the message of concern. This is Tuesday, November the 8th, the year of 2022. And it's 7:13. And we're having the opening and the introduction now. The main message of concern, number one focus, is removal of all images from worship that portray divine, especially racial images. But that includes all different types of images, like trinkets, like crosses, like any other thing that's supposed to be, any other thing that we have in our worshiping places, whether it's home or whether it's buildings or wherever, a recognition period of the message of concern of removal of all images that portray divine, removal of all images from worship that portray divine. Okay, and the second focus is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. The psychological effect that that image has on the minds of the world's children. So we see, and now it's branched on off into adults, not just children, because it has a psychological effect on everybody now and a lot of people. Most people, they begin to pay more attention to it, the effect that it has on them. Because like our brother says, if you mention God, what do you see? You say the name God, what, and you ask them, what do you see when we mention the name God? And then you would be surprised at the things that you hear. You get some children, especially, they will say their mothers, their fathers, grandmothers, or they just don't see, you know, or anything. They don't say an angel. They don't say a person that deserves to be worshipped, or a white skinned person, or darker skinned, or lighter skinned person, or darker skinned person. They don't say those things, you know. So that's a sign right there that whatever it is that's being worshipped, or whoever it is supposed to be that's being, that they're supposedly up there, that they have, that say deserve the worship, it's not true. You know, it's not true. A simple thing, getting a little bit with Dawa now. The simple thing that for children, which is our focus today mainly, the simple thing for them to try and realize and understand, which I'm sure they can because they have, they're little people, but they have minds too. And you will say to them, if they question it, you know, when you ask them about God, whatever, or superior, our superior or our creator, and they'll say Jesus, and you'll ask the question right away. I wouldn't ask them, well, why would you say Jesus? You know, I wouldn't even ask them that question, because in first place, we already know why they would say it, but to have them to try to explain it to us why they would say it or give that name would be like confusing to them, to try to make up their minds and get them fresh in the first place when you get into the conversation. So we just say, okay, even if you say it's a Jesus, then if Jesus is God who you say, if Jesus who you say is God, then who was Jesus talking to when he was being nailed to the cross? And he asked this cross with his hands, you know, nailed to the cross, with his feet nailed to the cross, with the crown of nails and all, you know, on his head, blood streaming down from his head to down over his face and all his body, you know. And you say, well, why was he asking the question, God, oh God, why have thou forsaken thee? Or why have thou forsaken us? Or why have thou forsaken me? You know, God, oh God, why have they forsaken me? Because that's what the T-H-E-E stands for, the D stands for in the Bible. In olden days, they were writing the language in the Bible. Instead of saying me, they say thee. Instead of saying you, they say thou. You know, so that was biblical language that they were using. But he still would not have said, God, oh God, why have thou forsaken me? Oh God, oh God, why have thou forsaken me? You know, just me, really. You know, because even if I have that little bit twisted, thee could mean the God themselves they're supposed to be worshiping, you know, like thee, you know, the only one, something, you know, like that. But sometimes I start talking about it and get the words all mixed up with it because it's just so not difficult to explain, but trying to pick the right words to explain so that people can understand what you're talking about, you know, especially children, who I'm focusing and emphasizing, you know, emphasizing it all on today, and the truth that we have to teach them coming from our mouths, not from somebody else, but coming from us, okay, our mouths. So anyway, that question would not have been answered, would not have been asked if he was God himself and been hung on the cross. In the first place, if God is supposed to be is superior, and if he was supposed to be Jesus representing, supposed to be the God and was superior, then why would they be doing that to him anyway? You know, why would they be doing that to the God, the one that they say is their maker, the one that created them? That's who they say God was, the creator, you know, the one that created everybody and the other things. So they were all confused themselves. They were going by what they were taught by their grandmothers or grandfathers or the older or the elderly, you know, people or their parents or what have you like that coming up in the church, you know, coming up in the church, in Sunday school, you know, where most of those things were for the children, Sunday schools. So just have to tell our children the truth nowadays, and we can't beat around the bush, and we can't give them false representation. We have to get right to the point, you know, and be truthful with them. That's our second focus today, psychological effect that image has on the minds of the world's children. And this program is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, we know is the new educational source that has been invented for the educational system now. And it covers STEM. It says STEM, and it covers S. Each one of those letters have a meaning. S is for science. T is for technology. E is for engineering. And M is for math. Okay, so that's STEM. And it covers all of those things, those educational subjects that we have to study and learn, and our children have to also study and learn as a part of their education, starting from the day they enter the school in some kind of way on up through college, so higher education. So the STEM is a very not difficult at all, but important to bring out and to point out and to try and come about with those sort of systems of knowledge, you know, that we have to study. And to me as well, my pick or my take, my opinion, whatever, or my say on it is El-Islam, because El-Islam educates us, and it covers all that. It covers the sciences, and it covers the technology as well. Shows you how it works and how you can get it seen through others. And it teaches the engineering, electricity, and different forms of energy. And M is math, and you know just about everything in our daily lives that we have to deal in or work in or understand or have a conversation of is math, whether it's at home which is the first business that the sisters had, your first own independent business that you had, and that's taking care of the bills as far as monies and accounting, you know, and keeping up with the amount of money that's to be spent out of the home for groceries and what have you, the necessities in a home, those all that takes care of the math part of the STEM school. And the our program is also, our Blog Talk Radio show is also co-sponsored by Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad out of L.A. And he was blessed by Allah to have this Blog Talk show program, and he blessed us to share it with him. So that's also a blessing. I just want to let you know that he's a co-sponsor of it. And we want to do whatever it is that we can to keep it running and to keep it going, you know, and because just as well as we're trying to help share and teach others of what we have learned and about what we have learned, then we're also expecting some input from others to share with us what they've learned and putting it all together. You know, it's education. We learn from each other, and we share education with each other. And that way is profitable for both. It's like also a saying, not a saying, but it's true. If you help others, you're helping yourself also. When you're helping others, you're helping yourself also. Because look at the blessings that our Creator gives back to us from helping others. The more you help others, the more you gain help. The more you gain help from the Almighty. So, just want to read something to you now from two of the chapters in the Holy Bible, King James Version of the Holy Bible. And it's talking about the images. It doesn't say images, though. It says graven. It says, it says graven image. Okay. We say image. You know, image is talking about the method of concern. And the image of Jesus being there. It says Jesus. And then others say it's not really Jesus. But I want to read these two chapters here, coming directly from the Bible and the Quran. Holy Quran. The Bible, King James Version. You know, they have different versions of the Bible. So they're coming from King James Version. This is coming from the back of a book that was wrote by Brother Henry S. Muhammad. And the title of this book is What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health. What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health by Brother Henry S. Muhammad. And the book consists of 26 pages and 26 chapters. And the chapters are about children, adults, and people of color. That means all colors. Which is, if you call them colors, but all complexions, I would say. And then we go to the Quran also, too, and share with you from there. Now, these two chapters in the Holy Bible King James Version is Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8. And it reads, Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Okay, and that was in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8. And the other one is Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And it also reads, Thou shalt not make, computer has gone off. Hope you can still hear me. I have no idea why the computer has gone off, but it just did. Get back on here. Okay, there it is. It's back on. Oh, boy. Okay. So the other one is Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And it also reads, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." So to me, it seems as if the exact words that were in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8, those same words are in Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And they're speaking on that graven image, you know, how it should not be and why it should not be. Okay, because that's what the reading says. Okay, and now we're going to the Holy Quran. And this is chapter 4, An-Nisa, the women. Chapter 4, or Surah 4, An-Nisa, the women. And it says, "With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him, it is best for you. But if you reject faith to Allah alone, all things in the heavens and on earth, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostles. Say not Trinity desist. It will be better for you. For Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him. For exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And enough is Allah as disposer of affairs." Just two more we had. Verses. "Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, nor nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer." Last verse is, "But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish them. He will punish with a grievous chastisement, nor will they find besides Allah in it to protect or help them." Okay, that's coming from the Bible. This is coming from the Holy Quran. Sure, Allah speaks the truth. And also we have one other short one that says, it's El Ikhlas, the purity of worship. It only has four verses or four ayats. "With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Say, he is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him." Surely Allah speaks the truth. Okay. I'm wondering if I'm heard. It seems as if I'm not on here, but someone else is. Let me get the hand, recognize the hand that's on here. Your episode has ended. We're processing the audio now, and it will be available on your Blog Talk Radio profile in a few minutes. What is this? What is this? Let me see if I can bring the person in this on here and see what happens. Okay, let's see if he's coming into the queue. I first opened the mic. Let's see what happens. What is going on? Let's see what's happening. It just keeps going on around and around because they didn't connect me yet. Oh my. What is going on with this? Check.
Okay, so what I'll do, I'll hang up and call Suja.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, okay.
I'm like
okay, alaikum assalam.
Okay. Okay. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu
alaikum.
Blaine. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, okay, you heard me. Okay, I just opened up your mic. And so she said we'll connect you back to the show. Well, that's what she did. Just connect me back to the show. Well, I have the. Did you want to talk for a minute, Brother Suja, or say anything? Because otherwise, I go to the Muslim Journal because I did the prayer. I opened it up. It's been opened up, and I was just getting ready to call on Brother Muhammad because his hand was up. You know how his hand plops up here, and I was getting ready to open his mic.
Well, go ahead on, give up Brother Muhammad since his hand was up. Yes, ma'am.
He's not even on here now. He hung up because, you know, he couldn't even hear me.
Oh, so okay. Yes, ma'am. I'll say a few words until about, you know.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Until you get ready to hang up. I appreciate it. Okay.
All right.
You got it.
Yes, ma'am. I owe the Rahim and the Shaitan Rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there's only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace. Or assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Praise be to Allah. We thank Allah for blessing us just to wake up, you know, to be alive. Mm. And we thank Allah for blessing us just to bear witness to the truth.
Could you turn your radio down a little bit? Brother Akbar just came through here playing his table. He is sour.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah. And the truth is what we work with. The truth is what we use. We bear witness to the truth. And sometimes you might hear us talking and we be pausing, we be concentrating on the truth. And you know, Jesus said, "Know ye the truth." You know, and the truth will set you free or make you free. You know. So we know that there's a whole lot of people that haven't heard the truth or don't know the truth. You see, we are able to say that. You got some people don't even know the truth. And it just show you how successful the lie been told.
Mm-hmm.
It show you how successful it is when they put that lie out that God had a son and that Jesus is the Son of God. One of the human beings. You know, that's what makes it such a big lie. You know, they use one of the nationalities and as trying to establish that idea that God had a son.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's amazing to me because. We got the majority of the peoples, you know, in these different states is Caucasian, and they don't come out and say nothing, and they are exposed to education, they know the truth, you know, Shaitan uses their image to come in. And it seemed to me we should be bombarded with Caucasian. Speaking on that lie. Telling that's not us. That's not the truth. Ain't no Caucasian is not superior. We are no God. You know. And just clear that lie up, because a lie like that, the psychologist says it has a psychological effect. It has a psychological effect on the different nationality, it affects different nationalities in different ways. You know, and if your image is not up in the world as the creator, the way it affects you, the psychologists say that it makes you inferior because it's not your image. You know. And the peoples that the image is in, it affects them in a way where it makes them false. It makes them artificial. You know, people give them respect and tell them how much they appreciate them. You know. And would make them feel like they are superior, you know, because you got many, it's all kind of ways that show them that they benefit from that image. You know, everybody try to be like them. You know, our young girls they straighten their hair, and you got people like Michael Jackson. You know, he had money. You know, and he straightened his nose, kind of looked like Caucasian. He bleached his skin. I mean, he took out the melodies. I forgot the name of that word. That's in African American to make them dark. He had money where he can get that taken out of him, you know, and he was getting lighter and lighter and lighter, you know, and it made Caucasians feel like they were special. That lie made Caucasians feel special, you know. If everywhere you go, you see your image has been pushed in the world as the best, you know, and everybody's trying to be like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it will give you a certain type of spirit and a feeling that you somebody, you know. But the scientists, I mean, the psychologists say that. It's psychological, and it's not real,
right?
You know, and Caucasian, they should in their study and their research, and I know they didn't came into the reality that they are no sons of they are not the son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not the children of God. If they just study God and study this creation, that alone would bear witness to them or to anybody that nothing in creation can be God.
That's right.
Nothing. You know, there's nothing like God. You know, even if they study their Bibles, you know, that book said no eye has seen God. So if they see God, they will die.
Mm.
I mean, read their book, you know, if they just read it and believe in their book. So I know that the Caucasian people, the reason they are so quiet and they don't talk, I don't want to talk on this. They know it's a lie.
Right.
They know it's wrong. You know, but they won't speak out to it.
Right.
And why is that? Because they benefit from that. That's why.
Right.
They benefit from their image in the world as superior. You know, as godlike. You know, but God said he's going to show them that they are not superior.
Mm-hmm.
And we see, let's think about the history of Caucasian people and other nationalities and see how God worked it with them to show that they weren't superior. Mm-hmm. You got other nationalities is better than them. You know, in basketball, football.
Right.
You know. But, yeah, and science. And it's mm-hmm. a whole lot of things. You know, you can see, they are able to see that I ain't superior. You know, I'm not. Hey, what's so superior about me? You know. They
right.
able to see that, but they won't say nothing. They won't say a word. So I mean if it's in my nationality, I think that I have an obligation to tell the world the truth. You know, that's not me. That's not me. We can't be no children of God. And I can prove it to you. We're not the family of God. And I can prove to you. You know, it say that birds of a feather flock together.
That's
every creature in this creation, we can look at them and see their family. You know, they all do the same thing. They all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
They go through the same process, and there's nothing the process that Jesus went through to show that there's other peoples in that God has human beings. He gave birth to something that's inferior. He gave birth to things that is dependent. Remember, God is independent. He has no need. So if he have a child, his child should be independent. His child shouldn't have no need. You know. And the Caucasian people, they know this. Many African American people know this. You know. But we don't accept to live in a world like this. We don't accept it like the guy said, can't we all get along? You know, to get along and don't say nothing. God had a son, and God's son is Caucasian, blonde hair, blue eyes or brown eyes, whatever. You know, Caucasian. That is an obvious lie. We can talk all day and just show
right.
Where it's impossible. God don't eat food.
No.
You know? And in the scripture it said that God walked the street and he ate food. I mean Jesus, excuse me. He walked the street
Jesus.
And he ate food. You know?
Yes. Can I just interrupt this right here for me, Brother Sujal?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I see a number on here, and I just want to know if you have any comments or want to contribute to what others are saying, or you want to share with us something that you have that you want to say. Just push one on your receiver, please, and you'll be brought into the queue, and your mic will be open, and you can speak.
Praise be to Allah.
I some legal. Go ahead, Brother Suja. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes. Help me out. Help us out there, because we know that that's not the truth. We know that we just going along with this here idea of Christianity, and these people got this in religion. That you got people, Christians, as many Christians is coming out of Christianity now. Many Christians is leaving the church. You know, instead of they telling the truth, they're trying to look for some fault in the pastor or somebody else like that. You know, they looking at the wrong. They trying to give us the wrong. The wrong knowledge. He's still trying to go out the back door. You know, he's trying to blame it on the pastor that he's robbing them or that he's taking money from them and all that stuff. That's not the problem. The problem is that it's a lie to say that God had a son. That's the problem. It don't make no difference what color he is. It don't make no difference how much money T.D. Jakes making and Crypto Dollar making. How big? How many people they got in there? What he teaching is the big problem. What he teaching is a lie, and they lying on God. That's what's so heavy. You know, how could you say you believe in God and you boldly lie against God and everybody know that you lying? Oh, you got many people to know that you telling a lie. And the person that's saying that God had a son, they know that they are lying. They can't study the Bible and study creation, nature, and all them different things, and don't come into the reality that it's impossible for God to have anything. God says that everything in this creation, he owns it. He created it. The Quran says if God wants a thing, he can say be, and it come into existence. That's what all Muslims believe in. That's what we believe. All God has to say is be, and it come into existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there ain't no new idea that you coming up with that God got a son. So we need more Christians to stand up and speak out against this lie. And know that they are not benefiting, they are not helping the society by telling the people to believe in Jesus and that Jesus died for your sin. All those twist up lies. You know, they got so many different ways they come at you in reference to Jesus, you know. But it's not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of have you believe it with just faith. They try to tell you not to think about it. If it don't look real to you, you know, don't worry about that. Just go on faith. These people are something. So I'm going to yield and hopefully the people that's in the queue could come in and say a few words, because I know Allah give everybody something that they see. That maybe that other person didn't see, but I didn't see. So if they can just say something, you know, do you believe that it's possible for God to have a son? That's what I want. That's the question I'm asking. Could you please tell us something in reference to that? We came to you in peace and leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullah barakatuh, Brother Sujan. Thank you for your input and your information that you shared with us. I appreciate that. Be surprised at how many people just have not really even given that a second thought if they actually believe that God can have a son. You know, not direct to the point like that. You know, offbeat. Jesus is God's son. You know, but they don't really understand or cannot explain themselves how they come to that kind of conclusion or would even believe that God Himself can actually have a son. Now, God, I from my understanding, God or Allah, the Creator. They created us all. You know, he's not a man. He knows everything, sees everything. So Jesus is the name Esau back in the day, the original name, was a man like ourselves. And some people say that he was not a physical man. You know, they say it's a mentality, you know, that the people have or had. So, but we believe that the Creator, God or Allah, is the Creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, and the Creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And this is the Creator. But the Creator didn't have a wife to have a son. And tell me what other way you can have a son without having a wife. I mean, literally and reality-wise, we know that, like you said, the only thing God has to say or the Creator has to say is be and it is. It doesn't take a wife or it doesn't take a concubine or whatever you may want to call it, whatever, you know, to have an offspring. And that's something that we gave. That's the name that we gave ourselves, to my understanding. You know, when they, what sun are they talking about? They're talking about the sun in the sky? Or are they talking about S-U-N? Or are they talking about S-O-N? And I'm almost sure it's not clear to the people, some of them, if they're saying that God, the Creator, had a S-O-N. When we all study and know from reading and from, it's just common sense that God doesn't have a wife, and that it also need to get a better understanding of the Immaculate Conception, which some people have. We wish we could have someone to come on and explain that clearer. You know, we could do our part and speak on it and say how we feel about it, but there are different opinions about it. You know, the Immaculate Conception that Jesus was born to Mary out of Immaculate Conception. You know, and when she sat under the fig tree and the birth was coming, you know, and she said, wish that I had died. You know what I'm saying? But and then there's also a reality part of that where they said that she and Joseph, you know, did something. They had the child together, you know, and they called Jesus. It's just so many lies spread it, and so many unclear evidence until it leaves. I'm surprised that everybody just doesn't have a question to ask about that, or don't come on the show and give their opinion and of their research of what they've done on it, because they've got to wonder about it. I mean, we are not nowadays, people don't just take other people's words for everything. You know, they do their research themselves. Let people know that they too have been blessed with a mind to use, and Allah blessed them. The Creator blessed them with a mind to use. They should be able to understand it. They want clarification and want to know better, so they'll know what to tell their children. What about the children? They have to know the truth. So, I mean, something's not right, you know. If all these years we have lived and things have been told to us and taught to us, and we don't see any evidence, they can't show us any evidence, no clear evidence, no clear meanings, no clear proof or nothing. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be some curiosity built up behind it. Like they say, curiosity killed a cat, but that's facts right. Brought him back. You know, facts, and that's what we need, some facts. And it's a tendency, yes, to believe in the unseen, you know, and something like that. But we, at least we're still logical thinking people.
You know, that's right.
And so we have to use that knowledge and be able to come up with some answers for our children, because they're much wiser than we are, and they're going to be asking, what are you going to tell them? You're going to leave them the same old thing for them to stand up in your face and say, now you know this. My dad know that's not true. Because I was reading this, or would you rather somebody else would tell them the truth than you? You know what I'm saying? Don't you want to be the one first to tell your children the truth themselves, you know, to themselves, yourself, and be the first one to tell them the truth instead of them have them go, instead of having them go outside of their home, you know, and ask questions and learn something that sounds more logical, and then come back home and let you know what they've learned. And they're going to say, who told you that? A girl, who told you that, you know? Don't jump on them, you know? Where'd you hear that from, son? You know, or where'd you hear that from, daughter, you know? Where'd you get this information? Don't jump on them and say, who told you that? Don't be listening to everybody, what everybody's saying. What are you saying? What are you saying to them to make them not want to listen to what the other person is saying that sounds more interesting? You know, so if anyone has anything to contribute to that, what has just been said, please push 1 on your phone receiver, and you'll be brought into the queue, and your mic will be opened, and we will announce your first digits of your phone number, which is your area code, and the last 4 numbers or digits of your phone number. We won't...
As-salamu alaykum. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum. Wa alaykum as-salam. Yeah, we left your mic open from before, so it wasn't changed. So, yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum. Who you have for us? We know you.
Yeah, I guess I'm doing what you call multitasking, going between two different cars. You know
what I mean? Wow. You must be really, really heavy. Like you're pretty heavy up there, Eddie, that to have 2 blog talk radio shows and shows going at one time. You switch from one to the other, one to the other. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
See, on the other program, you were speaking about the problems in marriages, why some sisters don't want to get married, some saying why brothers don't want to get married. And they're saying about all the divorce rate. Yeah, so we have a situation over on Mr. Concern, trying to figure out, well, this, you and Suja were just speaking about the lie, the toll, and also the immaculate conception. And there's so many different things being said concerning the immaculate conception.
Right.
We're dealing with all these things. So someone said the immaculate conception not necessarily speaking about a physical birth.
Mm-hmm.
Of Jesus. No.
Okay.
Some say some saying it's an allegory.
Mm-hmm.
So these thoughts out there, it doesn't seem that anyone, well, I won't say anyone, but haven't heard anyone that explaining that in a sense, in the tone of voice where there's an agreement. That can be one thing, and that's accepted, you know?
Uh-huh.
It seems like no one can really explain it in a sense where there's agreement.
Right.
And I, matter of fact, I don't remember ever hearing, I'm going to go back and do some more research and reading on this. How did the Imam Muhammad explain the Immaculate Conception?
I was thinking about that, looking in the book, the dialogues, rather, of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and seeing if I can look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not clear to me. Did he touch on it at all?
He must have. I believe he have. Well, I won't say that because I haven't heard.
Right, I don't remember hearing.
And I haven't heard anyone else say when discussion comes up, like here tonight, when discussion comes up about Mary having the baby, I haven't heard anyone come on and say, well, Imam Muhammad said this. I haven't heard, anyone, but the Imam said about it, you know. You know what I'm saying? Daya, can you hear me?
I understand very well. Yes, I can hear you now. I understand very well what you're saying. I don't remember anybody coming up, you know, saying anything about that either.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac Mega. He have spoke on the immaculate conception, conception. But
okay.
I just can't recall, you know, the different details. Doesn't mean I'm not saying that. I can't recall
right.
points that he was made that he was making on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but he have spoken on exactly. I mean, he have spoken on that.
Okay.
Not conception.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, that was a point that I was trying to make. We haven't heard anyone would say, now, ma'am, at this convention or this program, or he was in Atlanta, or he was in Chicago, what, nobody say, here's what the ma'am said. Like, quote, here's what the ma'am said,
right.
Quoting what the ma'am said. I haven't heard nobody say that, you know.
Me either. And that's a good subject for the children to know about, especially in the Christian churches and the Catholic churches. Oh, they yell, the Immaculate Conception, because I know I had to take catechism when I was, my grandmother died who raised me, and I had to go live in Newark, New Jersey with two retired Army people, my aunt and her husband. And they were Catholic, and I had to take catechism. And that Immaculate Conception. One of the things that they just seem to speak on regularly, but I was younger then, and I didn't try to hold none of that. It didn't even interest me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to know more, so I'll just have to look that up.
Mm-hmm. Suja.
Suja, are you still on? His mic is still on, but he's not.
Mm-hmm.
I was making, I had on mute.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. If we can put the word out there and ask anyone if they heard what the ma'am said in reference to the Immaculate Conception, well, they can say, well, at this program when he spoke here in January or February 1986, and here at this particular program or at this convention or first Sunday, if anyone come and sit and they come on and say, here's the quote where the ma'am said it, and here it is, when the date and everything when the ma'am said it.
Yeah.
So that's what.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I mean, that should be. I think it might be something there on as the light shining from the west.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the east, even to the west.
From
the
east.
Yeah.
Right.
I think if you look into that, you go into the index and see is. You know, but some of his books, I'm almost positive, you know, that I have heard him speak on the Immaculate Conception, you know. But I don't remember the details, and I don't want to bring you something that I'm making up, you know.
Right, that's right.
Yeah,
no, you know. Don't.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have something here I just pulled up, but that's pulled up, you know. They'll tell you what they want you to, what they just want you to know, what they think they can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, people ask, what is the meaning of an Immaculate Conception? And it says, Immaculate Conception is Roman Catholic dogma asserting that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was preserved free, sex of the sin of Adam, usually referred to as original sin from the first instant of her conception. Now, this just came out September 16th, 2022, so somebody else has been searching too.
Maya, what are you reading from? You reading from an article or something?
I'm reading from my cell phone when I looked up, when I put in Immaculate Conception.
Uh-huh.
And they have a lot of information back here about Immaculate Conception. And it's talked about the feast, December the 8th, the Roman Rite, December the 9th, Byzantine Rite, August 13th, and all this, you know, attributes, crescent moons, Hallow of 12 stars, all this astronomy. Oh, it's got a lot of stuff in here in the cell phone.
I know that the Immaculate Conception is talking about conceiving, Mary conceiving.
Right.
And without an agency, you know, of a man.
The aid of a man.
And that's the concept. It's immaculate, you know, and Mary is conceiving, you know,
uh-huh.
And I would look forward to see what's immaculate about it.
Okay, this is what this says. Is the Immaculate Conception the same as the virgin birth?
Yes.
And then it says, many people confuse the Immaculate Conception with the virgin birth, the belief that Mary gave birth to Jesus while remaining a virgin. They are not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless common mistake is to think that the Immaculate Conception means that Mary was conceived without sexual intercourse. Who do Catholics believe Mary was? It goes under that immaculately conceived.
Well, that's what you got to believe. I mean, if you look at that, that's what you got to believe, that she was conceived without intercourse. You see what I'm saying, Sister Daya? That's what you got. If we understand what Immaculate Conception is, her conceiving, you know, and it's talking about how she conceived, and they call her conception, her conceiving is immaculate. Then it's got to be, you got to put something on it, you know. Why was it immaculate? You know, I mean, her having a child without a man, I heard the imam was saying that there's something more immaculate than that. Adam was born without a man or a woman.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
more immaculate than at least she had somebody else. She said somebody else had part of the puzzle, you know. But having bringing something to existence from nothing, that's powerful.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, we think that the only thing Elijah do is say be, and it is.
That's right.
Got a point there.
And it is. Then that means that she, and it says that they are not the same thing. It says with the virgin birth, many people confuse the Immaculate Conception with the virgin birth. So Immaculate Conception and the virgin birth are not the same. The belief that Mary gave birth to Jesus, remaining a virgin, they are not the same. A less common mistake.
Right.
Is to think that the Immaculate Conception means that Mary was conceived without sexual intercourse. Okay, now did you hear that?
Yeah.
The less common mistake is to think that the Immaculate Conception means that Mary was conceived without sexual intercourse.
What is the, they don't tell you how you should think?
Well, they didn't tell you what seems to make sense, as far as we know. I mean, what jumps into your head automatically, you know, and which before you even do any research is, you think about what was Joseph doing in the manger. I mean, when they said, you know,
it was amazing.
This is
you know, I mean, when you say immaculate, you know, you were talking about something that happened like magic. Something amazing.
Immaculate.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, immaculate. So we had to define the word immaculate and find out what do that mean. You know. And find out what conception means.
Right. Well, we know what conception means. It means the conception part that she, I mean, it was accepted, was conceived, you'd like, you know,
yes.
She conceived his baby, okay. But it says that sacred scripture does not explicitly proclaim the doctrine of Mary's immaculate conception. Freedom from origin, sin, from the very start of her life.
They can't make nobody believe that lie. They are trying to give us something that ain't real.
That they don't understand itself. They're trying to push things on us a lie, like all the other things they're doing.
Yeah.
The Catholic Church this question for centuries, considering biblical texts which seemed related to the topic, at least implicitly. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to make us believe that.
That lie. Oh, let me ask you a question. What does the Quran say in reference to this subject?
You know what? That's a good question.
What does the Quran say in reference to the birth of Jesus?
Well, the Quran say that God didn't have a son. Do not say that he had a son. He said, just this.
He needed to beget, not be begotten. There's none
like God.
Okay. I guess my question wasn't correct. I was saying, what does the Quran say in reference to the Immaculate Conception?
That is, when you say he needed to beget, not is he begotten, that means directly talking about the Immaculate Conception.
That's talking about conceiving.
Right.
He is talking about conceit.
Absolutely. That's getting it right on the head.
Wait. What did the sister say? Sister Sharifa say?
Oh, she was saying, Sharifa's saying she thinks she has the answer to where it says in the Quran in reference to the Immaculate Conception.
Well, good. If she has that, and whenever she can give it to us, we'd be glad to. We welcome it.
What did she find?
She's still looking.
Okay.
Brother Stu there might be able to find it quicker, and I can't. I'm just thinking about where Miriam said that how could she have a son when no man has touched her?
That's right.
Was it Surah 19, Ayat 21, or was it a different story? That's what I was looking for. I can't remember.
I got all my stuff written down here.
Surah 19, Ayat 21.
Yeah,
all for me to run. Okay, while you're looking at 19 to 21. Well, maybe I put this on hold and all do some research on this.
This question here is it physically possible for a virgin to give birth?
You gotta have a small and missing over.
It is
Wait a minute.
It's Surah 19.
It's Surah 19.
And it's Ayat 20.
Okay.
So it's Surah 19, Maryam, and it's Ayat 20.
What does it say? Read it. Shaitan al-Rajim, Rahman al-Rahim. Go ahead, read it.
I was going to wait until
you don't mind.
Where?
Oh, it says, she said, how shall I have a son, seeing that no man has touched me, and I am not unchaste? He said, so it will be. The Lord say, that is easy for me. And
see,
we wish to appoint him a sign unto men and a mercy from us. It is a matter so decreed.
Okay, so see, there's a lot. Being it is. Shall
I
say that?
I say it is a matter. It is a matter, right?
What's the footnote say? Maybe we should look at the footnote, see what Yusuf Abdul Ali says on that footnote. What did he say on that? What's the footnote say?
Regarding what?
Just read.
Oh, well, actually, perhaps I should have started reading earlier than this because it was an angel talking to Mary. And she was talking to the angel.
What's the footnote say?
The announcement and the conception. We may suppose took place in Nazareth of Galilee. Say it goes 65 miles north of Jerusalem. The delivery took place in Bethlehem, about 4 miles south of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
It was a remote place, not only with reference to the distance of 71 miles, but because in Bethlehem itself, the birth was in an absolute corner under a palm tree, of which perhaps the baby...
That palm pushed hard and said she wished that she had died.
Yeah. Which perhaps the baby was afterwards removed to a manger in a stable. Okay.
And that's when
let me read this.
Making sense.
It says, for anything, and this is a footnote, for anything that Allah wished to create, he said be, and it is.
That's right. That's right.
There is no interval between his decree and its accomplishment, except such as he imposed by his decree. The time may be only a projection of our own mind on this world of relativity. So it's
that they're making more difficult. It's something that the people who are writing all this stuff and their explanation, they're making it more difficult because it's as plain as day that is saying that if the if the creator can say be and it is, then that's all that's needed. If you can say be and it is, that means he said be and it is. To put it in a nutshell, I mean, she did not have sexual intercourse with Joseph, even though they say he was there, but then they try to bring it down to a reality. At one time, I remember what they said, but come on now, let's think logical. A woman cannot have a baby without having a man. You know, it takes two to tango, you know, and stuff like that. And he was in a manger, but it didn't say that Joseph had laid with her or nothing like that. It just said that he showed up, I don't know, as a comforter or something like that. you know, to her, you know, at that during that time, after she left him out of under that palm tree where she had pushed and pushed and pushed when she was in the labor, you know, out there in the in that corner, I guess.
Yes.
Then they took boots in that location.
See, it's leave us to the in a position where there's no way that we can use our own mind, our thinking, to justify that lie.
No, you can use your own mind of thinking. You're right. You cannot justify that. I don't even see how they could.
That's the point. Could I justify? Maybe a God-given Mary a son. I can justify she having a baby now. I can justify she having a baby without a man because that's what the Quran says.
Yeah, being
right. I can
justify that. Allah said being.
But I can't justify. I can't justify that God had a son.
Right.
For me.
And they're making it, they're putting that on, and you know what, come to think about it, when they say Allah says be and it is, people who are just saying something to justify it, to make sense to them, well, are they saying that, okay then, since God's saying be and it is, then that means it's God's son.
See, that's what they're doing. They're lying on God. They're trying to say that God impregnated Mary.
Well, not literally. They're not saying that even literally, because I sure wouldn't want to put that out there. That's blaspheming. That's terrible.
Not literally.
The way they're putting it.
Yeah, they're leaving it, they're throwing it out there and looking for other people to fish and try to find a way to justify that. And what it cannot
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
So God neither begets nor is he begotten. He can give a son.
And that's the reason it's blasphemy.
Okay, have a son. Yes, blasphemy, that's right.
That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. You trying to get me to prove that the creator of the heaven and the earth impregnated a woman that he wasn't married to?
So now what are we going to tell the children? For one thing, it's going to be some outside law.
You got a good question there. What are we going to tell the children?
Tell them we're going to tell the children that that's a lie.
You can't say it outright like that. That's a lie because this is in the Quran, and this is book. This is the book. This is our book of guidance. This is book we bear witness to. That is God's word. We bear this. What we're saying, we can't just come out and say outright that the lie. Not, I don't think we want to step out and say.
What did you think that I said?
Wait, we're not going to argue.
You said that's a lie.
I got to be clear on that. What did you think I said, Mom?
Huh?
What did you think I said?
I think you said it's a lie.
Let me hear Muhammad.
Lie about the Son of God, about Jesus being the Son of God.
What did you think I said?
What did you hear him say?
I heard you say that it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I'm saying. We have to step gently and easily on that because we are saying.
Oh, no, that I was saying that the surah and ayat was a lie.
I was saying that the ayat and the surah is a lie.
That is a lie.
Okay, what are you saying? I'm talking about that ayat.
Okay, I was saying that was a lie.
No, that's
what I'm saying. It was true what I was saying.
That's what I'm saying. Sujata said direct out like that I yet. And so that's a lie. No, you got to
That's what it came out to be, Sujata, because you had just read from
there's no way I can say something like that.
We're not saying that, please. Listen, what he was saying was, what he had just said, the way you came out with it, when I said, what would we tell the children, you know, and you can say, that's a lie.
Okay.
An outright lie.
Could I answer that? My understanding is what would we tell the children in reference to God had a son. That's what I was talking about. That's a lie.
Okay. But in addition also to our respect and in addition to what you said, what will we tell the children in reference to when they ask a question talking about this, when they ask the question, did God have the son? How can we explain that to them? Or how did she have a baby? Well, where was her husband or whatever? When they start asking questions like that about Mary, you know, then we would have to.
What about God?
And it seemed like when they started asking a question about the Mary having a baby.
By God.
Okay. Even if you say by God, you know, you tell them that's. You would automatically tell them no. God is neither be he neither begets nor is he begotten. There's none like unto him. So therefore, he don't have babies.
That's right.
God doesn't have babies because God doesn't have a wife.
Right.
And that's settled.
God didn't have no son. By
right.
Her.
Right.
That's a lie.
No, that's not what we're saying. I'm speaking to that.
Let's listen to Brother Muhammad and see what he's saying now. You said about the ayat, Brother Muhammad?
I'm speaking directly in reference to explaining that ayat. Not having a son, nothing like that. I'm speaking directly to the ayat that's in the Quran, our word of God. That's what I'm speaking to, that ayat.
Okay. So no, he's not saying that it's a lie what the ayat is saying.
No, I'm not saying that. No,
I didn't take it as that.
No, God don't lie, but God is saying. That don't say that. He said desist. Don't say that he has a son. So you can tell the children that'd be a quote from God. God said to stop and said desist. He said, never did I have a son.
Really?
That's in the Quran.
Surah 19, ayat 20?
That's in Surah 19?
I'm asking you.
Well, I got to find out an hour where you say that. Let me see. Let me go into the Quran. Let's get out of there.
The one you just said, Surah 19,
ayat 20.
That's what I read.
Yeah, that was the one that's read.
Yeah, Surah 19, ayat 20. Surah 19, ayat 20.
Right. I was trying to say, is that the information that came from that particular surah and ayat or chapter and verse. For those who don't understand what the surah is the Arabic for chapter, and ayat
right.
is the Arabic for verse.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
For those on the board that don't stop.
Ayat 112, Iqra.
This is.
Read. What a, the Iqra, read.
I was trying to find where you see desist.
Spell what you're saying. You got to spell it. You said desist.
Where it said that God didn't have a son.
Oh, yeah. I don't have no problem with that. I'm talking about this ayat that we read, Surah 20, ayat 19. That's what I'm speaking about. Not when you see that call you. We know that Allah said desist. Don't say that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm clear on that.
Oh.
I'm speaking about is the one that we just read, Surah 20,
okay.
ayat 19. That's what I'm speaking about.
Okay, 19. Okay.
19:20.
Right.
Yeah, 19.
You know 19. What? Yeah, 1920, what you're talking about. But I just read something, too, and I read it every time, and I forgot that it was in there, in the Quran, Surah An-Nisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Surah four. An-Nisa. Surah
yeah,
four.
That's four.
Which I am.
Yeah. And it says it's ayat 171. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus,
right.
the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of God, apostle of Allah,
right.
and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe
yes.
in Allah and his apostles. Say not Trinity desist. It will be better for you, for Allah is one, one Allah. Glory be to him. Far exalted is he above having a son.
Yes. Allah Akbar.
To him become all things in the heavens and on earth. Enough is Allah as a resolve of affairs. A disposal.
What chapter, what surah that is? And ayat?
That's ayat 4. I mean, that's Surah 4, ayat 171, An-Nisa.
Surah 171.
Surah 4, An-Nisa, the women.
Okay.
And it's ayat 171. It's the back of Brother Henry's book. When I do the quotes
mm-hmm.
from the Holy Bible, King James Version, I do the one
mm-hmm.
from the Quran as well. And this is from the Quran right here,
mm-hmm.
the one that I read.
Okay.
That's why we have to read different surahs
different
and ayat. Different locations, different in the book, different places.
Compile it. Yeah, and compile it, you know, and
mm-hmm.
try and come to understanding your own stuff. But I tell you,
this is a good one too. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Jesus. It was no more than a messenger
yes,
of Allah and his
mm-hmm.
word when he stole on Mary,
mm-hmm.
which he was given,
yep.
and his spirit received. So believe in Allah and his messenger. Say not Trinity. That's what I was talking about. Desist. It'll
right.
be better
mm-hmm.
for you, for Allah is one God. Glory
mm-hmm.
be to him.
Mm-hmm.
For exalted is he above having a son.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we agree with that. We agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that we can tell our children that God don't have a son.
Oh, yeah. We have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Isn't speaking about the, what's that, 2019?
You were saying, what could we tell our children
Right.
And we can tell them that God don't have a son.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But on that particular ayat, that's where the question will come up. That's then they ask you to explain that. Just explain that ayat.
Oh, which one?
Explain.
Yeah,
the 171?
No. One before, the question we started with. Was that 1920? Which was that?
Surah 19,
ayat 20. Yeah, 1920. Yeah. 1920. That's the one.
Yeah.
How do you explain that to them?
Okay, on 19, it say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." He say, "Nay, I'm only a messenger from thy Lord to announce to thee the gift of a righteous son." She said, "Yeah." And see, you had to go up further and all understand that.
Right. Go further.
18.
Mm-hmm.
And 18 says, she said, "I see refuge from thee to Allah. Most gracious. Come not near if thou doest fear Allah." He said, "Nay, I'm only a messenger from thy Lord to announce to thee the gift of a righteous son." Okay, that was a messenger telling Mary.
Right, that was an angel, right.
That was an angel, yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Was telling Mary, don't fear me. You know, I'm just here to announce to you of a gift from God.
Being it is.
And that's where that B come in, Sister Dahlia. The messenger told her before she had it. The angel told her before she had it. I'm just here to let you know that God sent you a gift.
Yep.
And that gift was, what was the gift? She said, "How should I have a son?" He said the gift of a righteous son. And then Mary said, "How should I have a son?
The man
that no man has touched me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not unchaste."
Right.
All right. It means she's a virgin. And no man never touched. He said, so it would be. Thy Lord said, that is easy for me. That's what God is saying.
That's right.
Easy for God. And we were to appoint him as a sign unto men and a mercy from us. It is a matter so decreed. So she conceived in him. And she retired with him, talking about the baby, to a remote place. And the pain of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She cried in her anguish. Ah, would that I had died before this.
Yep.
Before this, would that I had been a thing forgotten and out of sight. He said, but a voice cried to her from beneath the palm tree, "Grieve not, for thy Lord has provided a river beneath thee."
Beneath thee. Shake towards God. Shake towards
us
at the trunk of the palm tree. It will let fall fresh ripe dates upon this. Now, see, this is the one right here. Mr. Sharifa,
right.
This is Mariam. Uh-huh. Mariam. Yeah, Mariam. Sir.
And then 27 said, at length, she brought the baby to her feet, carrying him in her arms. They said, "Oh, Mary, truly an amazing thing has thou brought." Huh?
You get it
You really get the old Mary.
Yeah, yeah, old sister of Aaron. Hey, now, well, what Aaron is they talking about, you all? Is they talking about
Aaron.
Moses' brother?
Moses, Aaron. One that was tongue-tied, couldn't speak.
No, is they talking Moses. About Moses' brother?
No. That's the only Aaron I know in the Quran.
That's the only one I know. Okay, it's brother
it's
Moses.
The only one I've heard of. It's the only one I've heard of spoken in the Quran, but I put it that way.
So think about that now, you all. Y'all think about this now. And in the footnote, it says Aaron, the brother of Moses. It says that he was the brother of Moses.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is saying that this is Mary's sister.
What? Now, wait a minute now. What
Moses is
who?
Mary's sister.
No.
Who said that?
No.
Where you see that at?
Is Aaron Moses' brother?
Yes.
Yes, that's what it says here, the footnote.
If Aaron is Moses' brother and Aaron is Mary's sister, what is
no,
that saying?
Wait. Wait a minute, Suja. Aaron can't be mother or sister. Man, you got to calm down and get it right.
I'm excited, but I
no,
can tell you.
The brother of Moses was the first in line of the Israelite priesthood. Mary and her cousin, Elizabeth, mother of Yahya, came of a priestly family and were therefore sisters of Aaron.
Okay, well, that's
so
enough
if
for me.
Mary if Aaron was Moses' brother, if Mary was old, was Moses' brother... It says the sisters of Aaron, Mary was priest of family who were therefore sisters of Mary and her cousin Elizabeth were sisters
it's right there in your front
of Aaron.
It's right there in front of you.
Yeah, Mary and Elizabeth were sisters of Aaron.
Well, what you looking for?
No, Mary is Aaron's sister.
Or wait a minute, though. It says, or they were sisters of Aaron or daughters of Imran, who was Aaron's father. Uh-oh, we don't have to go into that. No, we don't have to go into all that. No. We don't even have to go into all that.
Well,
we can get that part.
See, all men
they
was, the,
it up
was the family of Imran. They were the family of Imran.
We're not talking about all that. We just wanted to know about Mary and conceiving.
Oh, I got it.
Allah said, "Be and it is." And the angels brought the message to Mary from Allah of a gift.
Yes,
yes, and that's the main part that we wanted. There's no sex involved. So we don't want to know about Imran. We talk about him. It's coming up. Christmas coming up with lights, with the tree.
Yeah,
Christmas tree
yeah.
on my bulb on the light.
My
tree.
My place is right.
This is interesting, though. And you know what? It would have been good if we could have had some children on here, so we could have gotten their opinions too. It sure would have
right
been really right. good. I'm going to go back in the archives and pull this one up. I need to pull them all up. Start on that book.
Yeah.
Maybe Sister Sharifa, you can.
Yeah. Good luck.
But okay, then. Okay. We got it. And
God
we'll
don't
this
have
word
a son.
This word dismisses.
He don't have a son.
S-I-S-T. Right. Does not have a son. The word
yeah, we agree with that. We agree with that.
Yeah.
We agree.
Yes. Similar.
But
abstain or forbear. Okay? That's what that word means. Desist.
Huh?
Say not.
What's that?
Say not. Remember the word desist? D-E-S-I-S. Say not Trinity desist.
Yeah.
Yeah, say not Trinity. Desist. The word desist is similar to abstain.
Stop.
Refrain.
Don't say
or forbear.
Yeah, refrain. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. We got that straight. We know God didn't have no son.
Yeah, we agree on that.
Jesus was a gift from God to Mary.
Right.
That's why he was born out of conception without the aid of a man. So that explains some of the immaculate conception without the aid of a man.
And okay, it was a question asked, could a woman have a baby without the aid of a man?
And the answer would be no.
They're going to have to put that seed in it. Because the Quran says that the sperm mixed with ovum. They would have to put that seed in the ovum.
I didn't see anywhere in the Quran where Joseph was mentioned. I mean, Mary's earthly husband. It's in the Bible, but I don't remember seeing anything in the Quran about that.
Yeah, I don't mean
Mary.
You
mean to tell me Moses was Mary's earthly husband?
No, I'm saying Joseph.
Joseph.
Right.
Yeah,
in the Bible, they're saying that.
It did mention Joseph, even in the manger when he came in there and attended her.
In the Bible,
that's what it says in the Bible, but not. I don't see it in the Quran.
What you see in the Quran, what you can come to a conclusion is that when Mary. When those angels came to Mary and told her that she was going to have a son, and Mary said, "How could I have a son when no man haven't touched me?" And I'm like, "Okay." So you can come to the conclusion that she didn't have a husband. She didn't have no man that was going with her.
Hey, that's Suja. I understand what you're saying, but that part right there is not irrelevant, but it's not important right now because we've already
She don't see Joseph in the Quran, but we can see it in the Bible.
Right.
You know why she made that point?
No, because we're talking about the Bible, not the Quran.
Oh, I made the point because I was wondering about when explaining to the children how are you explain that part?
Right.
You could bring Joseph in because they've been hearing during Christmas time that Joseph and Mary and Jesus. That's what they've been hearing.
But we're not talking about the Bible. We're talking about the Quran, God, Allah's last word. The Quran, not the Bible.
Yeah, we're explaining from the Quran, but also we would be explaining to the children about the Quran and let them know that it was a lie and it has been a lie to them all along as well as us when they started explaining to them about Joseph being Mary's husband. It's known that we have proof that the angel came, a messenger from Allah, and letting Mary know that as a gift to her from Allah would be a son.
That
is a way to explain it to the children. There will be a way to explain it to the children now and then, and that it has been a lie. They have been explained to us that Joseph was the father of Jesus
Because somewhere down in there, I remember myself, but not verbatim, it was told to the to us that Joseph was the father of Jesus, because it was not from the Quran though, but somewhere in the Bible, or was just by the word of mouth one that Joseph was supposed to have been Mary's husband.
Yeah, that's gonna be the people that got the truth.
I thought we were talking about the Quran, not the Bible. That's why I'm trying to go with Prophet Muhammad. Say, what Prophet Muhammad say? I leave you two things, the Quran and my life example. He did
exactly.
not listen. He left two things. He left the Bible. He did not leave. He said, I leave you two things, and those two things will never take you astray. Anything else would take you astray. I'm going to leave you two things, the Quran and my life example, my sunnah. Those two things, not the Bible.
But the church don't know nothing about that.
This is what the Quran said until that point you made, Muhammad.
But listen, Brother Muhammad.
Allah said that told us what to believe in. You know, and one of the things he asks us to believe in is the book. The one that was left by Moses, the book that was by to the Christians. And the Holy Quran.
Yeah. You're mixing it up now, Suja. We're going too deep into it now. We're going in too deep in it, and it's really pulling back off the subject.
I'm saying the Quran is not the only book that we believe in. That's what I'm telling Muhammad. The Quran is not the only book.
It's the only book that we believe in. So I believe in the Bible. The Quran is our book.
Okay.
You told me the truth, right?
Yeah, we believe in all this, but we don't
tell them about the three, the correction, completion.
But we're just trying to figure out what to tell the children. That's all, and we're not going to get into all of that with the children about that other stuff that we know that we understand because of we know this, but we won't go that far to explain that to the children. And from start,
I had some children coming to me with what they learned from the Bible.
Right.
Okay.
And so did all of us. That converted from Christianity to Islam.
Okay,
fell from the Bible. But we didn't understand. We thought we understood from the way they were teaching us and what we were taught to understand. Not what we looked for ourselves and found out for ourselves. But when you get older.
I would want to know where did Joseph come from then.
That's right.
Because I'm thinking about when I was a child, it never made sense to me.
Exactly.
No, it never made sense. Never made sense. But he just appeared, and they didn't even say where he came from. He just appeared all of a sudden when she was at the manger, you know, with Jesus. And that's the first time, and the last time I heard about Moses about Joseph.
The first and the last time, right?
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
First time I heard about Joseph, but then people's minds being curious want to know, well, he must have been the baby's father, because we all know, we got common sense, that a woman can't have no baby without the aid of a man. But they didn't look no further. They didn't read any further. They had no other knowledge than what they were told and taught when they were growing up at the time. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know anything about Allah, and God saying be, and it is. And that's all simple for Allah. You know, just to say be, and it is.
The imam said, the imam told us, he said he was talking to the Middle Eastern brother. He said, it's a shame that you come into this here country and you don't study the Bible. You don't know the Bible. That's what the imam said, straight up to him. And the imam gave us quite a few different books that he asked us to read. I had to study the Bible. I had to study the Torah.
Yeah, the Torah no longer exists. I don't see it no more.
Well, that's just five books of and the Torah is talking about the wisdom from during the time of Moses.
Well, then you bring that up.
Part of that is in the Bible.
Okay, that's going to be another subject, Suja. It is 9:14, Brother Suja, and we are thirsty. Yeah, but I want you to keep it. I understand what you're saying, but I want you to hold that, you know, and we can bring that up. That could be another lesson for us in that.
Alhamdulillah.
Because this is good for the children. The children have to know the truth about all this stuff. And we have to know ourselves as well and study in order to bring them the real truth.
Yeah, we got to study. Yes, ma'am.
It's time to go. You want to close out for us, please?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. I seek refuge in God against the rejected Satan. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, a master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, and not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray.
Thank y'all. Have a beautiful evening. I enjoyed this. I really did. Sister Sharifa, you and Brother Muhammad, you got to come on back. Come on back. Make sure you come back on Sunday or Tuesday. Well, I don't know if I can bring it up on the brothers. Brothers' days are nice, so they enter dawah a lot. But we have a chance to figure out something, what we can do for the children, a new lesson or curriculum, something we can give the children for bit by bit, lesson by lesson, to get this truth over to them. Because they're going to have to have this, whether at home or in the public school, wherever, inshallah.
Okay,
everybody. Allahu Akbar. Be safe and keep each other in our duas. Take care, and we love you all. Love you all. We're gonna share, and we're gonna assist each other, and we're gonna get this done. Now we're gonna accomplish this. We have to for these babies, these children. We have to.
Allah bless
all y'all.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.